Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the wonder of this day, full of grace and mercy, the immense compassion for us that moved you to send the Son to be Savior and Redeemer, the Christ, is too great for us to comprehend. So we humbly ask you to help us to joyously receive Him, your Son, by faith. We pray in the Son's saving name, Jesus. Amen. Couple quick questions for you this morning. Did your family get up early, or should I better say, did you as parents get woke up by your children rather early on this Christmas morning? I heard some of you were. Was it to open the Christmas gifts? More than likely, yes. Or perhaps for some of you, if you didn't stay up too late last night, did you get up extra early this morning to wrap the gifts at the last minute? Did you have a special breakfast to start the day? Yes, we had bacon, and I made waffles this morning too. But did you stop and reflect on what this makes this day so different from all other days? Well, obviously, yes, you're here. You notice today is different. This day is different. Why this day, and why these special feelings for this day? And as you look at the Christmas tree, the decorations, the lights, the ornaments, the ornaments you've received over the years, and as you're decorating the tree and hanging those ornaments, did special memories come back to you as you recalled when you were given that ornament, the occasion for it, or who was the giver of the ornament? And as you hung it up, those loving thoughts came back to your heart and to your mind. Thoughts of Christmas past when you were a child. The thoughts of later today when you get back home to open your gifts or to play with the gifts already opened that are waiting for you to come back home. Carefully and strategically placed to resume that adventure your imagination was taking them on. Now, how did you know which gift was yours if you already unwrapped your gifts? Or how will you know which gift is yours later today when you go unwrap gifts? Was it all your gifts were wrapped in the same style of wrapping paper? Some families do that. Or is it your gifts have your name on it? With a gift tag, it says, it's for you from, or oftentimes love, whoever the person giving you the gift was. Or is it a combination of both? Every one of your gifts is wrapped in frozen, Disney frozen newspaper, wrapping paper with the name, probably Aria on it, right? Or some other precious name. Or is it that tag? That's my name. And you notice the gift is for you. Does that make you feel wonderful? And then you look at who's given to you, and even more feelings come. According to God's word, Jesus is God's gift to you. Luke chapter 2, 21, on the eighth day when it was time to circumcise him, that's become a part of the covenant of Israel. Jesus, he was named Jesus, and that was tradition to name him at the time of the covenant being marked in the flesh. The name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. His name is Jesus. A name given from above. The angel of the Lord spoke to Mary, Luke chapter 1, verse 31. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. The angel of the Lord also spoke to Joseph, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She, meaning Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. because he will save his people from their sins. Now you can ask, who are his people that he will save from their sins? So let's turn to what the angel of the Lord that appeared to the shepherds said. Listen to what the angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." All people. That includes you. All the people. And this is the great news of great joy for you and for every generation that's come before us and every generation that will be after us. This is the great news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The good news of great joy is for all people. It's for everyone. All people, everyone. This Christian good news is for everybody. A Savior has been born to you all. Or if you prefer, Savior's been born to y'all. He's for y'all, okay? Everybody. The Savior has been born to save. And the Savior is Jesus, whose name and who he is and what he will do is all summed up in his name, which means God saves. Did you see that? His name means who he is, all that he is, and what he will do, all that he'll accomplish. God saves. Our Thursday night teen servants are incredibly special group of people, an incredibly special group of teenagers. And the skits they dream up, the skits they create, and sometimes it's just the skits that they concoct to share with the children of TNT, they are incredibly special. A few weeks ago, the teen servants shared one of their most impressive, most important, best skits they've done. And it was about hope. Where do you put your hope? And the skit began with a sign. If I had videotaped it, I would be showing that skit to you right now, because they did it much better than I can tell it to you. But it starts with this sign, the present. And a reporter on the street asking, where do you put your hope? And the first person he asks puts his hope in his wallet. In other words, his money. The second person puts her hope in her good looks as she brushes her hair and stares in a mirror. The next person puts his hope in popularity, holding a selfie stick and taking selfies all the time and counting up his millions and millions of followers. And the third, the final person, the fourth person, has his hope in Jesus. And he carries this little baby Jesus with him wherever he goes. After each person was spoken to, the reporter comments, well, we'll see how well that works out for them. Next scene, the future. The person whose hope was in his wallet falls dead, leaving the wallet behind. Now, how did that work out for them? The one whose hope was in her good looks is whose hope was in her good looks is old and not so good looking anymore. Now, how did that work out for her? The one whose hope was in his popularity, he's still taking selfies, has only a handful of followers, if they're even alive. The last one whose hope was in Jesus still has that baby Jesus in his hand, carries it with him all the time, and doing just fine. Next scene, the past. The four children are with Christmas presents, ready to open them. The first opens his gift, a wallet. The second opens her gift, a mirror and a brush. The third opens his gift, a selfie stick. The fourth opens his gift, a manger puzzle with a baby Jesus that he can carry with him all his life. You get the point. God gave us the greatest gift. Have you made sure that gift has been given to you, to your son, to your daughter? Have you made sure it's been given to your grandchildren or even those of you, great-grandchildren? God gave us the greatest gift. Have you made sure you've passed that gift on to the next generation? We can get so caught up with making children happy with toys. Have you made sure that they meet the Savior and get to know the Savior as their own? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Have you very directly told your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, have you very plainly and directly said, here is your God, and pointing to Jesus, the incarnation, the redeemer of their souls? Why bring smiles that last for but a moment with the latest must-have gift fad if you have not brought the eternal message that redeems the soul? Christmas, it's about Christ. God has come in human flesh. Here is your God, born a baby for the very specific reason of redeeming your soul. And as you heard earlier, all people. This is made possible for all people. Now, do you ignore that last present, that last Christmas present underneath the Christmas tree? Do you just say, well, it can wait till tomorrow, and then tomorrow, oh, it can wait, it can wait. And do you keep on saying, oh, it can wait, and eventually as you take down the tree and put everything else away, you see that last present still sitting in the corner. Do you still say, oh, leave it till later? I think we all agree that would be absurd. It's ridiculous, it's silly, and rather bluntly, bizarre. Have you seen a child leave a present unopened? No. A child keeps going and going and looking and looking. Is there more? What's next? With ever-increasing excitement? What about you? Have you fully unwrapped the gift of Jesus Christ in your own heart and in your own soul? The gift that the Father gave you to redeem you from all your sins. I can tell you through my many years in ministry, I've encountered scores upon scores of people who say they're a Christian who really do not know Christ as Savior and Lord. They know the lingo, they can talk the talk, but they really do not know the Lord. They celebrate Christmas in their home with all the decoration and all the glitter and all the gifts, but the mention of Christ is nary to be heard. Selfie stick, money, hairbrush, and a mirror. But the baby Jesus, not any place to be found. May that not be so with you. I wrote this poem several years ago. It's been in the newsletter. I actually put it up on our Facebook page too. Now, why, who, what son? Christmas rush is soon to swish by, with lots of things and toys to buy. So many things to get done. Now why, who, what son? Standing in line for hour upon hour, credit cards ringing up, another debt dollar. Rushing from place to place. Why, oh why am I in this mad dash race? Wrapping paper to cover the gift, checking off as I fulfill each wish. Thinking of happy faces to come. Now why? Who? What son? Don't bother me with all the meaning of the day. I will just keep going on my own way, buying things that will not last, stuck in traffic, going nowhere fast. Hark! Hear the carols fill your ear. Raise a glass of holiday cheer. Laugh, sing, have some good fun. Now why? Who? What, son? The world may ignore. Go ahead. Fall asleep in bed and snore. But the day will come when it will matter if you know the sun. So may the true meaning of the day capture your heart and guide your way. For the lost, broken, and forsaken, he did come, the one and only begotten Son. Are you lost? Do you feel forsaken? Are you broken in spirit? Jesus came for you. He is God's gift for you. Recognize that for you is real. Christ came for you. So may the true meaning of the day capture your heart and guide your way. For the lost, broken, and forsaken, he did come, the one and only begotten Son. Amen.